Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Heavenly Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The meal motif in Scripture intersects with several other related and important motifs. By motif, I mean a pattern that comes back again and again within Scripture. One of these motifs is the Lord provides. The Lord provides. We see how it's the Lord who is the provider of these important meals. The other motif is the mountain. In one location, where many of the amazing meals are provided by God. For example, in the garden, all things needed were provided by God. And this included all the food necessary to support and sustain Adam and Eve. And this came to a tragic end as they ate a meal of that which they were forbidden to eat. Now outside the garden, meals would not be so easy to come by. However, in the midst of this new and difficult reality, the Lord God continued to provide for the needs of his people. His provision for the needs of both body and soul is frequently illustrated throughout the Bible in terms of gathering together to eat a meal in the presence of the Holy One, who himself has provided the meal. In Exodus chapter 24, Moses, Joshua, Nadab, Abihu, and 70 elders of Israel ascend Mount Sinai to feast on a meal in the presence of the Lord. This prepares them to move forward through the wilderness to the promised land of Canaan, a land flowing with milk and honey, a land where they will eat from vineyards they did not plant, a land where they will live in houses they did not build. You see, it's the Lord who will provide this beautiful land of provision. In Isaiah chapter 25, the prophet speaks of a great eschatological feast on the mountain of the Lord. The feast is provided by God, and it's an amazing banquet that will be fulfilled when the people gather in the courts of heaven for the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom. And these are a few of the beautiful images of the meal motif. There are other motifs, and there are other meals in this motif. In another reading from Exodus, we read of the powerful Passover meal. And in that meal, thousands upon thousands of lambs, buckets upon buckets of blood. You see, this is the history of the Passover. Long ago in the land of Egypt, in a land of exile, in a land of slavery, the Israelites suffered under the iron fist of Pharaoh. The line of Pharaohs had forgotten the saving work of Joseph and how he had delivered Egypt from a devastating famine. They had enslaved the Israelites to do the Pharaoh's manual labor, to build their cities and their monuments. Terrible hardships ensued. Brutal labor, despair. These were the lots of the Israelites. And they groaned under the burdens placed upon them. They suffered under harsh taskmasters. And they cried out to the Lord in their misery. And the Lord heard their cries. And he remembered his covenant. He sent his servant Moses to bring the people out. And sent Moses to be the mediator between God and Pharaoh, to free the people of Israel from the hand of slavery, to break their yoke of bondage, and to deliver them from the land of exile. It was easier said than done. You see, Pharaoh was a very stubborn man. Plague after plague only served to harden his heart further. One plague after another, and yet he stubbornly refused to submit to the will and power of God. But God had a plan, a final plague, a plague that pointed to his grace promised in the covenant. In preparation, the Israelites were told to take a lamb from their flocks, the best lamb, a male without blemish or spot, a perfect specimen, one lamb for each family. That means, believe it or not, about 600,000 lambs. Then they were to sacrifice the lamb and spread its blood above and around the door of their houses. Why? Because there was one more plague to come. And this blood of the lamb would protect and save their firstborn males from the angel of death. The blood of the lamb would save them from the plague of death that God would bring upon the people of Egypt. That very night, the angel of death visited Egypt, and the firstborn in every family died. Even the firstborn male of every livestock died. All the firstborn males, from the house of the lowest slave to the house of Pharaoh, died. Great wailing and mourning went up from the land of Egypt as they counted their dead. There was no escaping this terrible avenging angel of death. You see, only the blood of the Lamb could save them. Only the blood of the Lamb could save them. Every door of every house that dripped with the Lamb's blood was passed over. It was the blood of the Lamb that saved the Israelites from death. And Pharaoh finally gave up. The people of God came out of Egypt. And so each year the people of Israel were commanded to celebrate this great rescue, to once again smear its blood as they remembered the Passover, as they remembered the rescue and deliverance accomplished by the Lamb of God. Thousands and thousands of lambs later, after buckets and buckets of blood had been smeared, Jesus gathers with his disciples in the upper room to celebrate the Passover meal. And they eat, and they drink, and they remember the great salvation God worked for his people as he brought them out of Egypt and delivered them from the land of their suffering and ending their exile in a foreign land. Then Jesus says, I have something new for you. Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, gives thanks and gives it to his disciples. This is my body. Then he takes the cup, drinks, gives thanks, and passes it to his disciples. This is my blood. The Old Testament sacrament of the Passover is now fulfilled and replaced by the New Testament sacrament of the Lord's Supper. The blood of thousands upon thousands of lambs reaches its fulfillment, replaced by the blood of one lamb who takes away the sin of the whole world, Jesus Christ. All those lambs, the best from each flock, lambs without blemish or spot, are fulfilled and replaced by the perfect, pure, and holy Son of God. The salvation, the deliverance from the land of slavery and exile is fulfilled, replaced by salvation from slavery to sin and death, a return from exile out of the land of bondage into a new freedom, a new covenant. One holy meal to another, one precious sacrament to another, one blood rescue to another. This is the story. This is the salvation history of God's people. This is the journey. This is the return from exile for the children of God. From the land of slavery to sin and death, through the waters of holy baptism, into the upper room to receive the true body and true blood of our Savior, Jesus Christ. A great journey, a new meal, a new sacrament, and a new covenant in Jesus Christ. And we are the people of this new covenant. We are the people called out of the land of exile. We are the people washed in the blood of the Lamb. We are the people who have received the grace of God in word and sacrament. We are the people of whom the blood of the Lamb was poured out upon the frame of the cross of Calvary. The blood of Jesus poured out upon the tree cleanses us from every spot, from every stain, from all guilt and corruption, from all iniquity and sin, all washed away. We are rescued and redeemed. We are returned from exile to a beautiful relationship with God. We are the people of God who live each day in the joy of walking with Him. Once we were no people, but now we are God's people once again. Thousands and thousands of lambs slain. All the buckets and buckets of blood smeared. All these Passover lambs, all this blood point to the cross of Calvary. Behold, the Lamb who takes away the sin of the world. The blood shed on the holy hill of Calvary brings us back to that upper room. And the words of Jesus echo in our hearts. Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Take, drink. This is my blood which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do in remembrance of me. The holy meal of the Passover points to the new holy meal that Jesus institutes in the upper room and then validates upon the cross. And we eat his body and drink of the cup of his blood. And as we do, our eyes are turned back to the cross. And we remember the sacrifice of the Lamb as he once again cleanses us from sin and from shame. From meal to meal, God delivers his people from the land of exile, rescuing us from sin and death. Jesus Christ is our Passover Lamb. His blood poured out shields us from the avenging angel of death. His blood poured out overcomes the triple enemies of sin, death, and Satan. His blood poured out gives forgiveness, life, and salvation to his new covenant people of God. And that means you and me and all Christian believers. Amen. And now the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge of Christ Jesus alone. Amen.